Episode 22.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Well, it's the beginning of a new month, and I'm going to be like a lot of other podcasters, give my one-time-a-month plea for votes over at Podcast Alley. You can either go to Podcast Alley or check a link over on our website, comedyforecast.com, and that's with the number 4. I appreciate it. We actually got some votes last month again. I say thank you to everyone who did vote, and I encourage you to vote this month. Okay, enough of that. On to the comedy.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here with...
Danny Hillcrest, end of summer movie review podtacular show.
Well, it's been a pretty exciting summer for me. I had a chance to go to Europe for a few weeks and got in some serious beach time. Of course, that means I didn't get to see as many movies as I'd like to have seen. Still, I think it's important to take a few minutes to reflect on this great summer movie season. So, I went to boxofficemojo.com and checked out a list of the films that opened this summer. My oh man, there sure were a lot of them. So, let's get to it right now on...
Danny Hillcrest, end of summer movie review podtacular show.
I love that. Okay, Batman Begins. Well, I didn't see this one, but I know the name is all wrong because I distinctly remember seeing other Batman movies. People, please check your facts before you do things like this. It's embarrassing when you don't know what you're talking about. War of the Worlds. I watched this movie very carefully. I saw a lot of war, but only one world. I can't see how Spielberg could have missed such an important point. So I suspect we'll see the other world show up on the director's cut DVD. Then there's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, it's a 2-hour commercial for Wonka candy. If I want to see commercials, I'll get to the theater early and see them before the previews just like everyone else. Madagascar. I didn't see this one, but I love travel movies. Hopefully they'll show it on the Travel Channel, along with another exotic destination movie I missed, The Island. And what was that other one? Oh yes, George Romero's Land of the Dead. Or maybe it was Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Next we have The Longest Yard. Longest yard? A yard is a yard. It's like that old joke. Which weighs more? A pound of feathers or a pound of, what was that other thing that's obviously the same weight as a pound of feathers? I can't remember. Then we have Herbie, Fully Loaded. Oh, it's so sad. I couldn't bear to hear that that funny little beetle had fallen off the wagon. Sky High. First, Herbie is Fully Loaded, and then Disney puts out a movie called Sky High. That certainly isn't the Disney I remember, sending out the wrong signal. The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Let's move right along, shall we? Cinderella Man. This was yet a third attempt by Disney to mess with my mind. Cinderella was a young woman. The Bad News Bears. It sounded like this was another nature picture, and since I'd already seen March of the Penguins... Well, sorry, Bears. And finally we have Hustle and Flow. Didn't see it, though judging by the title, it sounds like it was based on a TV series, sort of like Cagney and Lacey. I think it might have been on right after Dukes of Hazzard and before Bewitched, both of which movies I did see, by the way. Okay, there's more on the list, but we're just about out of time, so I'll see you at the concession stand. This has been...
Danny Hillcrest... End of summer movie review podtacular show.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.